Hey, beautiful life. It's 10 a.m. here in Manipal, and wow, after the morning run today, I've been a bit lazy. Anyways, coming back to the topic, I want to record this podcast for the Wednesday, 17th of April. That's yesterday. And wow, it's been a great day of learning. Okay, let me tell you what I did. And I literally was eating outside only. So my lunch and dinner was both at the same place, but at two different venues. So my day started off a bit late, I would say. I just woke up. Nowadays, waking up in the morning looks like it's getting slightly tougher for me, and that's only because I really want to improve my sleep score. Nonetheless, I did wake up in the morning. I had my morning routine of breathing exercises done, and had Kalvi practice today, so I was a bit worried whether I'll be able to run in the evening or not. Nonetheless, I started working on my usual stuff that I have, R&D and reviews. So one change that I did today or yesterday was I was trying to chant a mantra and actually count it also at the same time. Believe me, it's not that interesting. I do not know whether it is effective or not, but I have discontinued the practice today. So yesterday I was, every time I chant a mantra, I would say one in my mind, and again two, and I'm chanting this mantra in my mind itself. So it was like an additional mantra that I was chanting. And I did this throughout the day. Though my mindfulness was quite high, the side effect was that I wasn't enjoying it that much. I felt that it was just too much of an addition in towards that mantra, right? So felt that the power of that mantra would definitely not be that great if I'm just keeping counting on the numbers, right? And I think that's the reason the ancient yogis have introduced these beads, because they don't want people to start counting, and you just keep counting the beads one after the other and just finish it off. So I think I want to try something similar. Let's see how that goes. But one thing, that there are a few positives also in this, definitely. Like I said, the mindfulness was definitely quite up there. Also, I was more focused on the exact internal part of the body that I was trying to focus on. So I was focused on my navel yesterday, and it was the Manipurna Chakra that I was meditating on yesterday. And I was trying to focus on a particular beach mantra that is associated with the Manipurna Chakra. And every time I was chanting this beach mantra, I was trying to draw my stomach in. And that was really nice. You know, I really felt very good. I felt that power, you know. But the counting part was something that was, not synchronizing with the mantra. Also, a few places I actually forgot the count. So it used to go this way. You know, when I would, let's say I'm driving a car. So I count for maybe 10 or 20 times, and then, you know, there's a conversation or there's something that happens, I get a call and that count breaks and I'll forget what was the last count that was there. So was it 20 or was it 25? And then I say, okay, let's count again from 15. So the count was not exactly, I would say, same or exactly in sequence. So sometimes I would forget. And once, even when I was conscious, when I was counting, I actually jumped. So I was counting till 35, and then suddenly From 35, it became 50. Then I realized, how did it become from 35 to 50 suddenly? Then again, I had to go back. So some places I did jump the count, and some places I went under the count. So it was a pretty interesting experience overall, I would say. And I felt, yes, that's a good way to improve or increase your mindfulness, but not exactly the right technique to use. So, you know, trying to see whether there are better ways, you know, than just using this counting mechanism in the mind. Of course, I cannot carry the beads along with me, the meditation beads along with me, and start running. I think that will be an overdue. But definitely, I am thinking of using my fingers, you know, for counting. So I do not know, that will also be pretty interesting. I actually use my fingers for when I do my breath work. You know, I keep counting 10. I just move my focus from one finger to the other finger to the third. So I exactly know, you know, the sequence. But it is a continuous process. If there's a break, I do not know how that's going to work. But yes, some interesting stuff out there which really, you know, brought in the best thought processes in me. Coming back to the work, I was working on a few research. Like I said, I'm researching on water right now. Brought this water stick that is there, and you know, it looks like a magic wand, and I kept stirring it in a huge, what can I say, in my kettle. You know, there's a kettle that I brought, so I've stirred water in that and seeing whether that is really helping, structured water. And I'm also researching on magnetized water. So quite a few things that I'm working on, which is pretty interesting. I just love the research and love how people have come up with different concepts. Right now, I do not know whether all of this works or not. Okay, so this is just an R&D stage, and I'm trying to see whether I can validate it with some test, you know, with some tester, you know, which can give some reasonable values before and after. But yes, that's a process that I will have to work on as I move forward. Coming back to my lunch. So, Seema and I decided to go to this place called White Lotus. It is got a restaurant which is Mallika, and that serves a unique dish called Bonda Chicken. So, when I in morning had gone for the track workout, just now I remember, yes, I have gone for a track workout with an MRC runner called Dr. Pranav, and he picked me up and we went to this Udupi track, and I just followed the intervals that he was doing. So it was pretty interesting. I really loved the track, and I really loved doing this track workout, but I had to be also cautious that I don't push myself too much. So on the way back, he was talking about different places, different restaurants that was that is there in Udupi, in and around Udupi and Mangalore. And one of the restaurants he told was this place called Mallika that serves Bonda Chicken. And the chicken is, and it's unique. You know, I thought Bonda Chicken will be like some fried stuff that they put batter and fry. No, but that's not the thing. They actually use tender coconut, you know, and they open the coconut, tender coconut, and they put the filling of chicken, and they heat it with the chicken, and they serve it to you. So that is how they make this Bonda Chicken. Now, I do not know the traditional way with how they do it, but definitely it was something very unique, mouth-watering as well, and tempted us to just go for it yesterday itself. So we went there, and we ordered this Bonda Chicken. It was really nice, yummy, and then we ordered one chicken biryani, and on the menu was also something called as appi paisam. Now, appi in Malayalam means shit. So we were pretty interested in saying, okay, how does this paisam actually taste and look like? So you ordered one, And my wife, I'm assuming, also ordered some other sweet dish, which is very similar to the sapi paisam, except that it was in a different bowl and it was slightly more sweeter. So, you know, it tastes good, the sapi paisam. I think they make it with some, you know, thing mixed with milk and all. So, yeah, I wouldn't say it was out of the world, okay? But, yeah, okay to have it once, just for the sake of experience. But that, and Sima wanted to have this amras and panaka. So they were saving down at another restaurant, the same building called Madhura. So it's a pure veg restaurant. So we went there. So when we went, they, you know, told us that evening they're having a buffet, vegetarian buffet on the occasion of Ram Navami. And, you know, they're going to serve some really delicious food. And they showed the menu and it was quite tempting, you know. So we said, okay, let's see if we can come for in the evening again for this buffet. So we had tasted this amras and panaka. We were quite full. Then Seema wanted to go to this place called Little Pie. It's a store where you get nearly everything that you won't get in any of the stores around. Went there, you know, just did some shopping there. And then came back home at around 3 o'clock. Took a short power nap and then had my calorie practice. So 4 to 5, finished my calorie practice and then went off for my run. I managed to do around 12 and a half kilometers. And then Seema and I went for this place again, Madhura. And yeah, we reached there at around 7:15. And by the time they started serving the buffet, it was 7:45. And the music started, the bhajans started at around 8:15. We were there for around till 8:45 and then we left for home. The menu was really nice, pure veg, and they had swatik type of food and very minimal. So the puri was also made from a different, this was not made from wheat, and we had puran poli and other stuff. So had that. And came back home, and my basic objective was to hit bed as soon as possible. So by 9:30, I was on bed, sleeping. So that was a great objective met. So overall, this is how my day went yesterday. Nice, long, easy, and quite a few learnings along the way. Well, that's all. Today's podcast or today's day's podcast I'll record mostly in the evening. Thank you so much, guys, and I hope you have a great day ahead. Take care. God bless. Om Shanti.